Well, hello to you. As I've said for years, the great thing about being blind is there's no cloudy days, there's no ugly women. And now men, we come and go, but that's where we're at.
Is that on a shirt somewhere on jimstovall.com?
Probably is, or should be.
It should be. I think that's a money maker. The great thing about being blind, there's no cloudy days and no ugly women. I will be quoting you on that repeatedly, Jim Stovall. Thank you for that.
I appreciate it.
I talk to Jim almost every week about his Winner's Wisdom column, which is a great bit of inspirational vitamin that you can get every week at jimstovall.com, and you can sign up and it shows up in your inbox. And I want to talk about that, Jim, but I want to talk about what's happening today, because isn't today the release date of Words That Shaped Our World, Volume 2, your new book?
Volume 2, yes. It's coming out today, and we're really excited about that. And it's been a fun project. I love my co-author, Kathy Johnson, who lives up in Minnesota. And she, the great thing when you collaborate with someone is to get someone that loves what you absolutely detest. And she loves to do voluminous research, and I do not. And so this has just been a great project, and the first one went over so well. Here's volume two, and we're already well ahead on volume three that would probably be out next year. So really enjoy it. And these are books that not only have some of the greatest quotes of all time, but who said it, and more importantly, what was going on in the world when they said it, and then how should we think about that here in the 21st century? I mean, it's only trivia unless we can apply it in our lives today, and then the trivia becomes a treasure. And that's what I think we hope to do with these Words That Shaped Our World books.
Well, I think one of the great things about this series is that you give us the quote that most of us know from many, many famous people in the area of history, government, sports, every industry, everything you could imagine, science. And then we understand what inspired it, because it's always kind of interesting to learn, okay, where did that come from? Where did that quote that everyone is repeating all the time come from? And this is what the book gives to you. And it's also one of those things that if you're someone who's trying to get back into reading on a more regular basis like I am, this is something you can pick up and say, okay, I want to read the chapter from Mel Brooks, I want to read the story from Steve Martin, and I want to get to Michael Jordan. And then you can come back another day and pick up three chapters. It's not a continuing thread throughout. You can get little bits of nuggets, and it is called Words That Shaped Our World, Volume 2, Jim Stovall and Kathy Johnson, and it is in stores starting today. You should get it. You should have it. It'll help you, especially me, who's dealing with like 4 days of intense rain, so I can't be on the golf course, Jim. So I'm going to be digging into your book. I just got it yesterday. I was really excited about it. Showed up in the mail yesterday, just in time for our discussion. So I appreciate that excellent timing, sir. You made my reading choice this week very easy.
Well, it's good. You need some historically positive quotes, because your views on the weather, it's not producing quotable quotes, certainly not on the broadcast airwaves. So you may want to share some of those.
I can't argue with that on that. I do remember the quote that I learned in Texas, and it's probably true in Oklahoma. You don't like the weather, stick around. It'll change.
Yeah, it does. Minute by minute. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about this week's column, Jim, the Winner's Wisdom column, which, again, people, go to jimstovall.com, sign up. It shows up in your inbox. The cost of information and ignorance, both can be very expensive.
Very much so. You know, and throughout the course of history, we've lived through the Stone Age and the Iron Age and the Bronze Age, Agricultural Age, Industrial Age, and the time in which we live now will forevermore be known as the Information Age. And we have a veritable, unlimited resources of information at our fingertips. But that is absolutely useless unless you access it. And even if you access it, it is useless unless you apply it in your life. There's nothing more useless than knowledge that never gets applied. And so, you know, what we're talking about here is the cost of not knowing And then the cost of knowing something and not applying it, because I always tell my audiences in the arena events, we don't fail because we don't know what to do. We fail because we don't do what we know. We knew what to do. We just didn't do it. And, you know, those are the things that make a difference. In my business, I started a company 30 years ago, Narrative Television. It's my core business that everything's grown out of. And we make movies and television accessible to 13 million blind people like me around the country and millions more around the world. And, you know, in the beginning, there was no customers for it other than, you know, the U.S. Department of Education, the government. And you had to get these government contracts. And I would fill out these voluminous, and I mean voluminous, things, and you had to send them 6 original copies. And it was 40, 50 pounds of paper, literally, stand 1.5 feet, 2 feet tall. And we would ship these off, and we kept getting turned down and getting turned down. And finally, one of the bureaucrats in Washington, God bless her soul, she had mercy on me, this blind guy in Oklahoma, and she said, you have a great company, and you do a great job, but you don't know how to write a grant. You don't know how to write these proposals. And she said, how close are you to the University of Oklahoma? I said, about 2 hours away. And she said, there, they have a center for grant writing, and you need to pay a couple of those people whatever they want to come and show you how to do this in the right format and get the vernacular down. Well, I got a hold of these people. They wanted $3,000 for a day. And that was at a time in my life where $3,000 for a day was not good. I mean, I had to take a real deep breath and gulp and pay them. And that $3,000 over the ensuing decade, somewhere north of $15 million in grant funding. And some of the best money I ever spent, because there was one little tiny thing keeping me from everything I wanted. And that's true in your world and mine and everyone listening to us. You know, there's one thing out there that if we knew, it would be worth it. Good friend and colleague called me yesterday, and he was talking about, should I go to this conference in Tokyo because it's going to cost me $12,000? And I said, look, I mean, that's up to you. You have the time and the money, but you learn one or two little things, and it can change your world.
And what is it going to cost you not to go, not to spend the money, not to spend the time, not to take the chance to make the connection? And you may never know. But if you go, you'll find out. And if it was a waste of time and money, you'll know not to make that mistake again. It's all about, I guess, being brave enough to take the leap. And knowing that you might win is only able to be determined if you, I think, survey a bunch of people and say, what do you think? Whoever gave you the advice to contact the grant writing school out 2 hours away from you is probably deserving of a name on a plaque somewhere at the Stovall Center for Entrepreneurship.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's just a matter of, you know, you need to know what you don't know. And that's why I read voraciously, and I read things I agree with, I read things I don't agree with. There's things I know that work, things that don't work. I mean, that's how the reason we have light today is Thomas Edison discovered over 100 ways that it didn't work. And he just kept discovering those until he discovered one that did. And, you know, that's how we live in this world. You keep trying things until you find the one that works. That's so important in experimentation and research and development. You know, we try things and we succeed in creating something that did not work. Well, now we know where to go and where not to go.
The Cost of Information and Ignorance, the title of the latest Winner's Wisdom column from my friend Jim Stovall. And I suggest you go to jimstovall.com and make sure you get the Winner's Wisdom column delivered to you. It's free. It shows up in your inbox. But more importantly, today, Volume 2 of Words That Shaped Our World, the latest from Jim Stovall and Kathy Johnson, is out. This is easily digestible wisdom. And it's got great information for you. Jim, it's always a pleasure today, a little extra, because we got the bonus of the new book.
Thank you, my friend.